We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, this earth lease evidently runs for around 6,000 years. You can't put a number on it and a date on it because the earth lease will run out when we get Satan underfoot. Now, what we need to realize is that God planned for this planet, Earth, to be a duplication of the planet, heaven, or heaven itself. That's what God fully intended to do. Well, we know it's not that way, is it? But that still doesn't change God's mind, and it doesn't change what He intends to happen. Now, turn with me over to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Let's begin reading as Jesus is teaching His disciples to pray in verse 9, Matthew 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, I want you to listen to what Jesus said. If anyone knew how to pray, I believe Jesus did, and I believe if anyone knew what the will of God was, I believe Jesus did. Because He said, I speak only that which I hear My Father say. Now listen to what He said concerning prayer. He said, pray the kingdom of God come, that the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now that has to be the will of God. If it was not the will of God, then Jesus wouldn't have taught His disciples to pray that way. Now, I said sometimes it's hard for us to get our minds wrapped around some of the things that Jesus said and some of the things that we read in the Bible. But God fully intended for this planet to be a duplication of heaven itself. And when Jesus teaches His disciples to pray that the kingdom come, the idea behind that is that when the kingdom has come, then it's possible that the will of God can be done in earth the same as it is in heaven. Under the old covenant after Adam sinned, it couldn't be. It was impossible for it to happen under that old covenant after Adam sinned and turned the earth lease over to the devil. But Jesus said, pray that the kingdom come. Now, the kingdom He's referring to here is not the kingdom of God that John saw come down out of heaven, the New Jerusalem. It couldn't be because Jesus talks about it in, I believe it's Mark the 9th chapter. Mark chapter 9, verse 1, Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you that there are some of them that stand here that shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God come with power. Now, you know that there were not any of those people there that are going to be alive and never died when the New Jerusalem is set up on the earth and the kingdom of God is set up here on the earth. So He's not referring to that kingdom. He's referring to the kingdom of God that is in the hearts of men. The 17th chapter of Luke, Jesus was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, verse 20 and 21, I believe it is. And He said, they'll not say, lo here, nor lo there, but He said, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. That's where the kingdom is going to come. It's going to come within you. Now, the kingdom had not come at that point. You have to realize how Jesus talked. He always talked in past tense. God talks that way. We need to learn to talk like God talks. God speaks the end from the beginning. Satan's doom was prophesied in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, and it was just as sure then as it is now. He's doomed because God said it from the beginning. The seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Now, what I want you to see here is that it is the will of God that it be on this earth today the same as it is in heaven. That's the will of God. Now, it's not that way. I know it's not that way. But you see, the problem is that many people think that it's the way it is now because that's the will of God. You see bumper stickers that say, God has everything under control. Now, you just pardon me if I get your favorite bumper sticker. But now you see, if God has everything under control in the earth today, he's really got it in a mess. Y'all still there? Did you go home? God's not controlling everything in this earth today. He put man here to control this earth. The reason the earth is in the mess it's in is because of wicked men and because righteous men have not ruled and have not taken dominion. Now Jesus said, pray that the kingdom come, that the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. That is the will of God. It has to be. We know he's talking about the kingdom that's set up in the hearts of men. And I know that that is the will of God today, the same as it was in Genesis, because if you read Revelation, I told you I'd preach from Genesis to Revelation. You read the book of Revelation, you find that John said, I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Now what John saw by Revelation in that vision was God moving heaven to earth. God is going to move his throne to this planet earth. Now, if it wasn't the will of God for it to be on earth the same as it is in heaven, why is God going to move heaven down here? See, God's not going to be outdone. Heaven is coming to earth. You can just mark it down. Now, I'm not talking about just getting better and better and we're going into a utopia and God's going to move down here. No, there's going to be a lot of things happening. And I'm not saying that we're going to stay here through the tribulation and finally everything, you know, is going to work out. No, I still believe that Jesus is coming. I believe the scripture teaches that. And I do not believe, now you can believe however you want to, but I do not believe that we're going through the tribulation. Tribulation and wrath is reserved for God's enemies, not his people. Now, you know, the Bible says, as you believe, Jesus says, as you believe, so shall it be. Someone has said, well, there's people that believe that they're going through it, and some believe they're not. Well, they may both be right. But I'm going. Do what you want to. Believe what you want to. But now, notice what Jesus is referring to here when he says, the kingdom come, the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven, is that the kingdom of God on this earth, when it is established in the hearts of men, it is possible for the will of God then to be done. It can't be done in this earth through wicked men. It's impossible to. It can't be done in this earth with governments and people in political office that are run and governed by Satan himself. Now, this is not a political sermon, regardless of what you may believe. It's not. I'm just showing you some things. In the scriptures, in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, when wicked people ruled, the whole nation turned to wickedness. And we need to learn that it's time that we as believers, Christians, began to act on the Word of God and to do what the Word says to cause the kingdom of God to be on earth the same as it is in heaven. And that is by having dominion. Yes, you ought to go out and vote. And you ought to be very careful who you vote for. Know the facts before you vote. Because no Christian should be in the position of putting wicked men into office in our nation and our government. Can you say amen? Amen. And I'll tell you quite frankly, the politicians are scared in an inch of their life because the Christians have begun to wake up. And it's time. We are not second-class citizens. You know, they'll fight for the minority rights. And rightfully so. I'm not against that. Thank God for that. But brother, when it comes down for the Christians going and voting together, boy, they get disturbed then. One guy even made this statement. He said, why? I said, what they're trying to do is make a Christian nation out of this nation. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. And if you don't believe it, just hide and watch, because it's going to come about. Now, Jesus said, pray the kingdom come, the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. That is the will of God, regardless of what goes on in the interim time. Now, I made this statement. Let me come back and clarify it. That if God has everything in control on this earth, He's really got it in a mess. No, God has an overall control in that He has prophesied from the beginning what the end will be. And you can mark it down. It's going to be exactly like God says in His book. And if you want to know how it's going to turn out, read the back of the book. That's the way it's going to turn out. Heaven is coming to this earth. Things are going to be changed in this earth. The righteous are going to rule. And I believe not only in the millennium, but I believe that until the righteous take foothold in this earth and begin to put down the powers of wickedness that reign in this earth, Jesus is not coming back until we do that. And I believe the scriptures will verify that. We must put down wickedness, because the word says that He's seated at the right hand of the Father until His enemies are made His footstool. Wickedness is an enemy of God. Now that doesn't mean that the whole world is going to be righteous, the whole earth is going to be righteous. I'm just talking about in high places, Christians are going to have the office of high officials. Can you say amen? Now, before I leave the broadcast today, I want to remind you that our CD offer this week is number 7237, entitled The Dominion Principle. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling. Did you know that God gave mankind dominion over this earth? How do you exercise that dominion? By faith-filled words based on the authority of the Word of God. Listen to the words of Jesus. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto the mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe what he saith, and will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now that's the words of Jesus. Well, somebody said, "We won't catch me talking to the mountain," but really, you talk to the mountain all the time, but most of the time, people talk to it this way: "Woo, mountain of debt, you're getting bigger, I'll never get you paid, we'll be in debt the rest of our life." That's planting the wrong seed. The dominion principle is that you say it the way God's Word said it, and in Genesis chapter 1, God gave mankind dominion over this planet, and you have to plant seeds. Now, God furnished the seed for what you need. The promises of the Word of God are the seed that you are to sow by speaking, proclaiming, and declaring what God said. "I have given it as given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, to men given to my bosom. I have abundance, no lack. My God has met my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Now, the parable of the sower reveals that Jesus was using the Word of God as a seed, and He said, "It is sown in the hearts of men." So when you speak the Word of God, it gets into your heart. Paul said it this way in Romans 10, "The Word is nigh you, it is in your mouth and in your heart." So you speak the principles of God's Word, say what God's Word says, and it forces the earth or the heart of man to find a way to cause this to come to pass. Well, I'm excited about it. Don't have time to preach it. Dominion Principle. That's offer number 7237. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.